$1,000 tomorrow morning, $2,350 could be yours, the secret sound. Back again, same time tomorrow, right here on 2HD. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago, I think it was... all the bus drivers likely were wearing Hawaiian shirts. I think it was Hawaiian shirts, and there was a reason for that. Well, today again, drivers will be out of uniform, and there is again a good reason for that. And the reason? Well, we'll find out right now. Joining me is New South Wales Rail, Tram and Bus Union Divisional Secretary Chris Preston. Morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Richard, and thanks for your time.
That's a pleasure, mate. Thank you for contacting us about this one. So why will drivers locally in Newcastle, bus drivers, not be wearing uniforms today?
Yeah, today, Richard, the companies that are tendering to operate the new Newcastle bus and ferry and light rail services are having a tour of the depots. And unfortunately, the 360 workers in Newcastle have... so far by the government have been treated like second class citizens and been unable to get a transitional package that other public sector workers have had. So on behalf of the workers, we wrote to who we believe who are the tenderers, because the government won't tell us, and have let them know in no uncertain terms that the workforce are angry about the way they're being treated. And if you're going to bid to operate this new service, you need to know they're angry. And today is a visual demonstration, if you like, to show these potential new operators that the workforce are not happy about the way they're being treated.
All right. So you're saying the government's not prepared to table a transitional package for your members. What's the sticking point, Chris?
There is a few sticking points. There's a transitional payment that's been done to all public sector workers in the past, and this is generally for loss of conditions that you enjoy in the public sector. There's also job guarantees, and a job guarantee, Richard, in this circumstance, this is a 10-year contract, and the government have been saying on no uncertain terms there will be no reductions in services. And in fact, we'll expect the new operators to increase services. So we're asking for a 5-year job guarantee, and all the government has offered us is 18 months. Now, with that 5-year job guarantee, that doesn't mean you can't lose your job if you do something wrong. You know, it's not holding the new operator to keep people on the books if they're playing up. But so there's a job guarantee the government won't offer, and also there's a managing excess employees policy, which public sector workers enjoy, and part of that is a 52 weeks redundancy payout. The government is refusing for that to go across too. So there's three sticking points, Richard, and the government won't budge. And in fact, the managing excess employees part, the government changed regulations whilst we've been negotiating on behalf of these 360 workers to make it even harder for these workers to get what other public sector workers have got.
Right, and look, I know when you did this protest a number of weeks ago, I think the drivers were all wearing sort of Hawaiian floral shirts, and drivers were, where passengers wanted to engage in conversation, were engaging in conversations and telling users of public transport why they were actually doing it. And I do say that'll be happening again today, Chris.
Yeah, today it will be happening again, because when you see a driver out of uniform, especially in a bright out of uniform, passengers are curious. But today's event really is about showing the new potential operators that there is a problem with the way this workforce is being treated, and if the government doesn't change their position, unfortunately, the new operators are going to inherit a very hostile workforce, and we all want to avoid that if we can, and we hope that the new operators maybe can put a bit of pressure on the government.
All right, good luck, Chris. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Richard.
Pleasure. Chris Preston from the New South Wales Ram, Trail and Bus Union. Chris is the Divisional Secretary. 2HD, Wednesday morning with Richard King. The news next with Hamish at 8 o'clock.
$10 a day, $10 a day, $10 a day, that's all I pay. LDB is going to make a lot of van drivers very happy, because from just $10 a day,